Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? Yeah, not great for our already struggling environment. That's why I'm so excited to talk about our partner today, Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. And the concept is pretty simple. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. I literally just tried out the laundry tablet, and instead of having to bring my huge container like I normally do down the hall, I just brought the one tablet and my clothes came out so clean, just as clean as normal. I'm fully on board. It just makes my life easier and I'm helping the environment. And the best part, Blue Land has a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/dateable. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/dateable for 15% off. That's blueland.com/dateable to get 15% off.
The Dateable podcast is hosted by me. I'm Yue, a former dating coach in New York turned active dater in San Francisco. On each episode, you'll hear commentary by my producer, Julie Kraftchick, and other surprise co-hosts. Welcome to the Dateable Podcast. We're back for another installment of the Dateable Why series, where we dissect, analyze, and offer solutions to some of the most common dating questions and conundrums. So our question for this week is, why do people flake or ghost even after a great date? So, you know, flaking and ghosting, it's become an epidemic when it comes to modern dating. It happens and it sucks. But what's worse is that when it happens after going on one or several awesome dates, I feel like I hear the scenario all the time. I went on a date with this guy or girl. It was a marathon date and we had an awesome time. It ended in this epic kiss and he or she asked to see me again. But I never heard from this person ever again. Ugh, what could it be? Was I making up things, thinking that the date went so well? Was the connection even real? Every situation is going to be different, but in this episode, we offer some deep dive analysis of what could be going on and then offer some actionable solutions of what to do next or in the future if it happens to you again. If this is a scenario you're struggling with, tune in now. Just click the buy button below. If you don't see the button, just go to our website, datablepodcast.com, and go to the Why series. For the cost of a cup of coffee, you can finally get some answers. And don't forget to tune in to our episode from last week, answering the question, why do I go on date after date and none of them lead to anything? Julie and I had a very productive one-hour discussion about this topic, and I think we came to some really good solutions or next steps for you guys. We also want to thank those of you who offered us some incredible feedback since launching this Why series. One person said, I'm very impressed with the Why series. I had some very cringe moments of honesty that you ladies called out. Another listener said, there was so much meat in this episode. Definitely gave me some new perspectives of looking at my dating life as it stands. I know what I need to do right now to make it better. Yay! This is exactly why we've created this series for you guys in our off season. Keep the discussion going, everyone, and stay dateable. To connect with us, visit datablepodcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all under Dateable Podcast.